El Segadores, the Reapers. Antonius Drux, the Reapers, is one of the best-known paintings in the collection. It depicts an important moment in history, the Corpus de Sangre, the Bloody Corpus, which took place on the 7th of June 1640. This was the day the Reapers entered Barcelona with the veiled Christ of Sant Andreu held aloft. The situation in the country was very tense after incidents of violence and abuse perpetrated by the Spanish troops stationed over the territory. Eventually, the rioters killed the viceroy, the Count of Santa Coloma, when he was attempting to escape aboard a Dutch vessel. That's why Estruc paints a ship in the background. A frequent visitor to Joan Vilasinca's studio, Antonius Drux specialised in history painting, which was one of the most popular genres of academism at the time when the Catalan nationalist movement was revisiting significant episodes from the region's history. In the next room, there is another history painting by Estruc, March for the Republic. Similar in style to the Reapers, the characters in this painting exude emotion. Like other Academy members, Antonius Drux travelled to Rome, Paris and Palestine thanks to the patronage of Francesc de Paula Ponsà, a textile industrialist from Sabadell. The work that stemmed from that journey was seen in an exhibition at the Sabadell Athenaeum in 1897. One of those paintings is in this room, Via Dolorosa, which faithfully portrays Jesus' path through the streets of Jerusalem to the cross. The academicians were often inspired by passages from the Bible. One example is the Last Supper on the wall opposite the Reapers. Antonius Drux was considered a very promising painter in his early days, but neither his technique nor his subject matter corresponded to the dominant pictorial trends at the time. Academism was a throwback to the past, and that is exactly the way it was seen by the proponents of new art.